So the day that Sean, I think it was Sean, that spoke at the service about the Stations of the Cross being displayed at Spark Walk, I just happened to be walking over to the nursery to pick up Haley, so I missed most of what he said. So I heard, Stations of the Cross, come see the artwork in the chapel. That's really all I got out of the little talk he gave. So after the service, I went over to the chapel, and I saw the artwork, and I said, wow, this is really cool, and I wanted him to tell me what this was about. So he said that the stations were going to be displayed at Spark Walk, and that people from Redeemer were going to be there to hand out info and to talk to the people. I said, wow, that's so cool. And he said, yeah, so can you help? I was immediately wanted to say no, because I just, I don't do big crowds. I haven't been downtown in a long time. I used to hang out, but not really in a long time. So, I had to work that day. I needed to get home to my kids. And I really didn't feel like I was good at evangelizing to strangers. So a million reasons to say no ran through my head. But I said yes. Over the next couple of days, I was honestly trying to think of a way to get out of it. So, I was really nervous. So later that same week, I heard an interview on the radio of Rourke Denver. He's a Navy SEAL. He's been through every level of training with the SEALs, and he's led missions in the Middle East and Africa and other places. He's also written several books, and I'll paraphrase the part of the interview that really got to me. He spoke about bravery and how a person who feels they're not brave can become brave, and he said that every time you take a little step out in courage and faith, and you conquer a little battle, whether it's internal or external, that it readies you for the next time you might need to be brave. And each time you'll find more strength to conquer the next bigger battle. It's a type of conditioning, and it's very applicable in military training. But I feel like God can do this for us too. He can provide little opportunities for us to lean on his strength to conquer what's in front of us, maybe so that he can ready us for the next big challenge. So I'm really glad I said yes. And while at Spark Walk, I talked to lots of people. Some people asked questions about the artwork, but a lot of people just wanted to talk. I think that's the biggest thing I noticed while there was people's desire to connect, to talk to someone. So one man walked by with his niece, and he smiled and waved and walked on. And about half hour later, he came back. And he talked, and I listened. And maybe he, like others there, just felt safe talking to someone from a church. Another person and I talked for about an hour, just about life and food trucks and our families. And he asked me to pray for something that he needed God's help with. He didn't talk about God or Jesus the entire hour that we were together talking, but then at the very end, he asked me to pray for him. And I said, of course I would. Later that week, I was thinking, did I do enough? Did I say enough? Did I ask the right questions? Did I say the right things? I'm sure you understand that I'm my own biggest critic. I think a lot of us feel that way. Then one day, later that week, I heard an interview of Gary Chapman. I listened to a lot of talk radio. Again, paraphrasing, he said, don't discount the worth of fellowship. After all, much of Jesus' mission on earth was centered around meals and spending time with people, many times the unwanted people of society. One day I asked one of our pastors how I could start conversations about Jesus with strangers and coworkers because I feel like it's kind of difficult for me. He said, sometimes you just need to show up. And that's how Spark Walk impacted me. Even though I was nervous and I had fears, I learned that it really wasn't about me. I just needed to show up, connect, and love.
So thank you all for praying for us. Thank you all for even donating financially to make this happen. And we hope as a church we get the chance to do some of these things again. And I would encourage you to think about ways in which we can take our faith out into the community here in Jacksonville. So thank you.